Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Siv Beis. We are on page Kuf Chavav, which is the page following 250. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Hatzod Tzvi Yoshein Osu Mechayiv. One who traps a deer that is sleeping or that is blind, you are Chayiv Midaraisa. Chigir Ochola Ozaken. If the tzvi is crippled, or it is sick, or it is old, pater. Then you are pater aval aser, it's only an iser derabanan. So we have here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you're trapping a deer, which obviously is an iser deraisa, but if it's not in the regular state of a deer that's running, if it's sleeping and it is blind, it's a chiyav deraisa. If it's crippled, or sick, or old, then you are pater, so it's pater aval aser, it will be an iser derabanan. The Ramah says, Hamishase kelev achar chaya b'shabbos, one who incites and gets going a dog to chase after a chaya on Shabbos, have a tzida. This is tzida. Now we're going to have to see exactly how to define that. Is it daraisa, the rabbanon? But the way the Ramah just says it is that's trapping. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, the af b'chol aser lotzud b'klovim mishum moshav leitzim. Some say not only is this an iser of tzida on Shabbos, but even during the week, to get involved in having dogs go and trapping animals, that itself is aser because it's moshav leitzim. So let's see now the Mishabura going on this Mechab in the Ramah. So the Mishabura begins, Sivkotun vav atzot tzvi, hu adin sha'ar minim, kein kosav al yirabah v'ayim b'ralocha, Zakta Mishabura, when the Mechaber talks about trapping a deer, it's just a mushel, but really it applies to any animal. Sekotan Zayin, if the animal is sleeping or is blind, Dahani Darkon Lihishomet Kishamargishim Yad Odom, an animal that is sleeping or that is blind, if he feels a person approaching him or touching him, so then he's going to run away. The Alkain, and therefore, Kishetzodo Havitzidim Amish, therefore if you trap such an animal, since he's normally going to run away, if you trap him, that's considered trapping. Which is not the case in category 2 of the Mechaber, where the animal is crippled, or is old, or is sick. Where he can't slip away, he can't run away. Even if this crippled animal is able to walk a little bit, even if he's able to walk a little bit, in one try, in one running, you are able to get him. Therefore, they are considered already trapped, and that's why it will not be an iser d'oraisa of trapping them. So again, the Mishabura is explaining, if the animal is sleeping or blind, and you touch him, he's going to run. And therefore, trapping him will be an iser d'oraisa. A chiger, or a zaken, or a chole, so then it's not able to run. So there, trapping it is not going to be an iser d'oraisa, it's considered already trapped, even if it is able to walk a little bit. Sivkotan ches, o zaken. In category 2, where you have patra aval aser, it included an old animal. V'hu adin katan, the same din is true if it would be a very young animal. That is what the Rambam writes. V'chein isa b'yushalmi, v'katan mikri kodem sheyachol lorutz. Kein kasav ha-me'iri, what's considered a small animal? It's an animal before it's able to run, so there also it would only be patra aval aser. Sivkatan tes. So this category of chiger, chole, zaken, katan is pater aval aser. Zakta Mishabura, it's pater, but it is aser midrabanan. The alkan, and therefore, kishemotze lefa'amim arneves chole munachas al aderech. If you find a sick rabbit on the road, afal pish eni yachole lozes mimikoma, even though this rabbit is not able to move from its place because of its illness, aser likach osa, you're not allowed to take it. The havet sida midrabanan, that will be an isra of trapping midrabanan. The yesh omrim dechayev, some say that it will even be a chiyav daraisa, we'll explain that in a moment. The ayin bebir alocha, ubelav hochi osa likach osa mishumuksa. But forget the isra of tzida, whether it's daraisa or it's a rabbanan, lamaisa, a rabbit is muksa on Shabbos, so you have other reasons why you can't grab it. Now, how could it be that this rabbit that is sick on the road is going to be a chiyav daraisa? So if you just glance at the Bir Alocha Devar Maskel Ochole, he says that the Gemara asks, the Gemara Maksha, V'atanya Chole Chayiv. The Gemara says that there's a braisa that says, a sick animal, if you trap it, you're Chayiv. So, Umishani Lo Kasha, the Gemara says it's not a Kasha, Kan B'chole Machmas Ishasa, Kan B'chole Machmas Uftzana. Here is talking about a chola that's sick with a fever, and here is talking about an animal that is sick with ayefus, that's very tired. So there's two types of cholim, and the poskim argue which one is chayv daraisa and which one is patrav loser. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here that taking this rabbit that's very chola, whatever type of chola it is, one shita will say it's only the rabbanon, the other shita says that's not considered a chola, that's the rabbanon, that's a daraisa. And therefore one wants to be careful in this case when he sees the animal that is a chola, since there are two definitions of chola, to be machmir, it might be a daraisa, it might be the rabbanon, but you should not pick up that rabbit. Now if you look at note number 10, he points out, ulahotzi kinim mibigadav ulazarkan. Someone has lice on his garments and he wants to pick them off and throw them. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us later on that that's permissible. The Tila David explains, She'ein bekach iser tzida, this is not considered trapping. Mishum shekal letovson, it's easy to grab them. Ve'ein hein bechusaros tzida, they're not lacking in their trapping, so therefore it's mutter. Lefikach yesh lahatir lasos came kevan she'ein b'mina nitzod, it's not a type of animal that's normally trapped, it's easy to pick up, and therefore it's mutter. There's absolutely no problem with tzida. Mishum shetfisas balichayim eino nechsheves letzida elo kasher kosher letosam. It's only considered trapping when it's difficult to grab them. Mashenkeim bikinim shekal letosam the kolatircha hilamotzan. When it comes to lice, the difficulty is not catching them. The difficulty is seeing them, is finding them, and therefore that is mutter. But what I really want to get at is the next point. V'chein hora sotur shalom zalman paskins legabe balchayim shehilucho iti. When it comes to animals that walk very slowly, kigo nemola like an ant, otzav or a turtle, umachmas kein nitvasu bekalos, and because it walks very slowly, you can grab it very easily. Shemutter latofso says or shalom zalman, you're allowed to grab it. But again, don't grab it with your hand. It is mukta. He's not addressing mukta, but mitzah trapping an animal that goes very slow, there is no isra trapping, says the Shlomo Zalman. But if you look at the next paragraph, this is not agreed upon by everyone. Me'idach, on the other hand, v'rabbeinu Yeruchim mevur sha'atzat toloim v'chalzonos chayiv, that one who traps worms or some kind of snail is going to be chayiv limros shehilucham iti, even though they walk very slowly, v'kal me'od letofsam, and it's easy to grab them. He brings afterwards, or if Nissen Karel says the same thing, and Rav Yashiv. So this seems to be a major machlokas haposkim. If it's considered trapping, when you take an animal that is very easy to grab and goes very slowly, Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. These other poskim say that it's aser. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we are up to Sifkaton Yud. Sifkaton Yud now goes on to the case of the Ramah. The Ramah says if you incite a dog to go chase and trap a chaya on Shabbos, have a tzida. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, what it means to say is, im lo osa ba'atzmo maisa klal. If you didn't actually do a maisa, you just made some noises to get the dog going, to trap the animal, rak b'mesh yeshisa esakelev, only the way that you were inciting the dog, the kelav tfaso, and the dog went and grabbed the chaya, have rak tzida midirabonam. So then from your perspective, it's only a problem of trapping midirabonam, because you didn't really do a maisa of trapping, you just got the dog going to do the maisa of trapping. However, v'im oso bi'atzmo gam kein maisa lazeh, but if you got involved in the trapping by doing a maisa, kigon, for example, shebora chatzvi min hakelev, the deer was running away from the dog, v'hoya oye v'yageya, and the deer was worn out and tired, v'hoya hu rodev acharav, and you were running after it, v'isigo hakelev aydei zeh, because you were helping with the chase, the dog was able to grab the deer, have a tzida gemura. From your perspective now, that's a regular tzida, an isa daraisa. V'afilu imrak omad b'fonav v'hevilo. Even if you only stood in front of the deer and you scared it, ad she'egi ha'kelev utfaso, and the dog was able to come while you were stalling for time and grab it because of your action, have a gamkein toloda the tzidu mechayiv. That is a tolda of trapping, and it's a chiyav daraisa. Shekein derech hatzayodim. That is the way of the people who trap. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud Gimel, a very important Shaar Tzion, he writes, Hosafti svarazu, zatecha v'schayim. I added on at the end of this Mishnah Berurah, shekein derech hatzayodim. That is a normal way of trapping. Why did I add that on? Di'ilav hachi. Because if that wasn't what's going on over here, that it's a normal way of trapping, so tikshi al harambam, there's a bam kash on the Rambam. Lama mechayev ba'omet b'fon of a hilu. Why should you be chayev d'oraisa for standing in front of an animal and scaring it till the dog's able to get it? Lu yehi shahaya odom soda hatzvi v'hu hevilu. Let's say your friend was running after the animal to trap it, and you scared the animal, and your friend was able to go and grab the animal. V'zadai lo haya hu mechayev mishum tzida. You're for sure not going to be chayev d'oraisa because of trapping. Bavur sha'oma v'hevilu latzvi. Because you stood up and scared the deer. Your friend was able to get him, so you scared him for a moment, so you're going to be chayev d'oraisa. All you are considered as a helper of your friend who is doing the trapping. This is worse than the case where each one could not have done it on their own, and they do it together. They're going to be chayev. That's where two people are doing the actual malacha themselves. You're not doing anything in terms of trapping, you're just doing an assistance from the outside, you're doing a grumma. So you can't say you're going to be chayiv. And this is talking about we're just standing there and scaring him. And it's possible that even if you're running after the animal and someone else is able to catch him, you're going to be putter as well. Therefore, the few words they added on at the end, shekein derech atzayodim, then we can understand it a little bit, that this is not just considered a mesayeya. This is the normal way that you trap. You have one person distracting, another person coming in for the catch, so then we can understand a little bit, possibly why there would be a chiv derais over here. It says, ayin babakama, daf samech le'inyin zora, that's talking about winnowing, when you throw something up and then the wind separates it, so there you're chayev for throwing it up, even though you're really only being mesayeya. So that's a similar idea to what's being discussed over here. So that is what the Sharat Zion says to be masbir over here. Now I want to see a bir halacha on this. So the Mishabura explained that when the Ramah said that you incite the dog and the dog catches the deer, that's going to be tzida. So the Mishabura explained that if you didn't do a maisa, your trapping is the Rabbanan. If you did a maisa, it's the Raisa. So if you look in the bir halacha, the second wide line, have a tzida. So I am a Mishabura, which we just did. The I am a Mogen Avram Shekosov. The Kavonas HaRamo Hu Rakli Yisura Ba'alma. What the Ramo means over here, when he says Havei Tzida, he means it's Tzida Midirabonon. Mipnei Shalo Asa Maisa. You didn't do anything. The Ha'achronim Tomu Alov. And the Achronim wonder at this Mogen Avram. The Lo Matzinu B'Simen Zeh. We don't find anywhere in the Simen sheyichtavu aposkim da havei tzida, that the poskim are going to write those words that is tzida ve'akavona yil isura, and it means it's an isad rabbanon. When you say that is tzida, you mean that's the av malacha or the tolda, that's the isad arais of tzida. So what's the Magen Avram saying over here, that when the Ramah says havei tzida, that means it's the rabbanon? That's not the way we express that the rabbanon isur. Elavadai da hakavona l'chiyuva. Rather say the Achronim, the Ramah means that there's a chiyuv daraisa. Achu mayri hecha da osamaisa. But obviously, to be a chiyuv daraisa, it can't just be that you said words to the dog to get the dog going. It has to be that you were involved in a maisa. So though we saw in the Mishabura that if you did no maisa, it's the Rabbanon, you did a maisa, it's the daraisa, no one's arguing on that. The Be'er Lacha is just saying, the Magen Avraham saying you didn't do a maisa, it's the Rabbanon. The Achronim are arguing and say the lashon of havei tzida is a lashon of daraisa, so it must be that you actually did a maisa. That is the end that we'll see of the Bir Halacha. I'd like to read one more Mishabura and then see a couple of very important notes. Sekotan Yir Aleph, the Ramah said at the end, there are those who say that even during the week, it's usher to be inciting dogs to help them trap animals, because that is Moshav Leitzim. Ve'eno zoche l'simchas l'vyosam. Zokta Mishabura, by doing this, you're not going to be zoche to the simcha to l'vyosam, which is saved through the tzadikim lost love. Well, that's a pretty serious punishment. However, ve'ayim v'prim megodim ha'shakosab hazeh. So if you look at note 13, he writes, the Prim Megodim writes over there, shim ein kavanoso lotzur ha'idea kele b'tur mischak. If your goal in having the dogs trap the animal is not for game, it's not just you're having a geshmak of time, but this is your parnasa, that you're trapping animals and you're selling the hides or whatever you're doing, this is your parnasa, yitochin shemutter. Says the Prima Gadim, then it makes sense that it'll be mutter. So this isser, and this serious claim against him that he won't have a chelek in the simchas levyosam, is someone's trapping animals for sport, by using dogs to go trap animals, stam for fun, that's what we say, that it would be usher even during the week. But zot the Prima Gadim, if you're doing it for parnasa, so then it's a separate story. One more very important note, there's note number 11, where the note is bringing down from the Avnei Nezer the following kasha. Why aren't we concerned over here when you're getting the dog excited to run after the deer? Why don't we say that's the problem of Mechamer Achar Behemto? Mechamer Achar Behemto, which we'll see later, is where an animal, let's say, is carrying a load, there's no Erev, and you make a noise, you clap your hands to get the animal to go, so you and the animal together are doing the malach of carrying on Shabbos, so that's Aser. It's a discussion, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, but why isn't that the problem over here? You're getting the dog to go ahead and do the malacha, so you and the dog together are doing the malacha. Why isn't this a problem? Mechamer Achar Behemto. So if you look at note 11, he writes, V'hatam she'ena meshase nechshav gam kemechaber. Why is this not considered the Isra of Mechamer? Bekach shegorim shiasa akele malacha. You're causing that the dog's going to go ahead and do a malacha of trapping. Kemevur la'el. So Raisa Avnei Nezer, all you're doing is getting the dog excited. You're inspiring the dog. But the actual chasing and catching of the deer, the dog's doing on his own. Therefore, the trapping is not connected to you. You're getting the dog excited, but you don't know what he's going to do with that excitement. It's the fact that he goes ahead and runs after a deer and traps it, so that's not connected to you. The host of Agonim Nissen Karelitz, Rav Nissen Karelitz adds on, Shekem Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch L'Kamon. We'll see a similar idea in the Mechaber later on. That you're allowed to place an animal on grass on Shabbos when it's attached to the ground. You know, by putting the animal on the grass that's attached to the ground, the animal is going to eat that grass. So why don't we say that's mechamer? You're causing your animal to eat the grass. Because when the animal is eating the grass, the animal is doing it for its own hana. It's not connected again to your maisa. If you skip one paragraph, he brings in the Avnei Nezer another chiluk. Another reason why the Meshasa is not considered Mechamer. You know for a fact that when you clap your hands, this cow or whatever animal is going because of that. That's what animals do. When you make a noise, so they go because of your noise, so it's a vadai. Masha'in came in Meshasa, which is not the case of here where you're inciting the dog. Sha'in vado sh'tiosa malacha ide akelav. You have no idea if the malacha of trapping is going to end up being done by the dog. You might know for sure he's going to start running. The kevan sha'in vado sh'yasig es achayav itvesena. Maybe the deer is going to outrun the dog. Maybe the deer is going to jump over a fence that the dog can't run over. So even though it might be that you're making whatever noise or whatever you're doing to incite the dog, so you'll for sure get him to go, but lav dafka is going to do the malach of trapping. And again, therefore, the malach of trapping is not connected back to you who's just making noise. All you need is that the animal walks because he's holding a load. So by you clapping your hands, he's vada going to walk. That will be mechamer. This should not be mechamer. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.